This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. You've probably heard of an MBA, Masters of Business Administration, but what about a DBA? That's a Doctor of Business Administration, and it's one of the newest degree programs launching at the University of South Florida in January of next year. We're joined on University Beat by Professor Grannon Gill, the academic director of the new USF DBA program. Grannon, welcome to University Beat.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, now, if you can get started by telling me, what is the difference between a DBA, a Doctor of Business Administration, and the more traditional MBA or even the executive MBA, which we hear so much about these days?
Well, the difference between a DBA and an MBA is that the DBA is focused on teaching students or participants on how to conduct research that's useful for their business, whereas an MBA is more focused on giving these same students sort of recipes for success. So it's sort of the difference between teaching someone how to invent recipes versus teaching them recipes.
Who do you think should consider pursuing the DBA?
Well, we're specifically targeting our program towards working executives. We require individuals to have at least 12 years of business experience, at least 5 of which are at an executive or senior management level. And our goal is to have people work while they're doing the entire program. This makes us very different from many of the PhD programs, which can only be pursued full time.
Just want to make sure you don't necessarily need an MBA to pursue the DBA?
Absolutely not. We actually welcome master's degrees from almost any background. And if you have some graduate credits, we'll even accept people whose last degree was an undergraduate, as long as they have the prerequisite business experience. One of the things that we are is very interdisciplinary. So if you were to look at an MBA program, you'd see the different business functions all represented with separate courses. In our program, essentially, every course seems to involve every function, and you can't align it with a particular department.
Interesting. Now, one of the other things that's a little unusual in this is both in terms of the length of the program and how people are going to learn. It's stretched out over 3 years, but that's because it's just, what, one weekend a month?
Yeah, the program is designed for working executives. So they come in one Friday and Saturday weekend each month, usually the first weekend of each month. But then a substantial amount of the content is delivered online, and a lot of the content involves interactions between the participants. When you have these highly talented participants as your students, it really makes sense to leverage them and use them to teach each other.
And also small classes. You're only talking about, what, 25 per class?
The absolute maximum is 25. For our first cohort, we're probably looking for between 15 and 20, just so we can iron out the speed bumps that always occur when you're launching a new program.
How much of it is about fitting this into a very busy person's already busy work life?
The individuals who join this program need to be highly motivated because we're going to be taking 10 to 15 hours a week of their time throughout the whole program, and we will deliver on that work requirement. On the other hand, a lot of executives can benefit from the opportunity to think a little bit in broader terms about what they're doing, because a lot of executive work is very, very focused on putting out the day-to-day fires, and we are going to encourage them to take a kind of a broader look and consider how research can help them.
What do you think the advantages of this program are going to be for these people? You know, as you say, they've already got the work experience. They already have, you know, the resume. What is this DBA going to add to someone who already has an extensive resume like that?
I would say there are three things that it's going to add to an individual's experience and capabilities. Most people join a program like this for personal development is one of the big motivators. They've done surveys of past people doing these programs, and 75% of them are focused on the personal development. Now, the next very important thing that they can do is all of a sudden they're able to teach at the graduate level. So as a consequence, with this DBA, which is a terminal degree, you're a doctor when you graduate, all of a sudden you'll be able to teach at the graduate level. In fact, we're planning to incorporate our graduates into the program as soon as we have some. The third advantage, and for many this will be the biggest advantage, is they are going to learn new techniques for experimenting with their organization and seeing whether or not they have succeeded in improving businesses with different types of techniques. This is a research degree. We approach problems as if we don't know the answer, and a lot of what we do is try to figure out whether the results that occur after we do something actually are important or not significant.
And this is a relatively new type of program in the United States. Figures show that about half of the DBAs being awarded around the world are in Europe right now, and only about a quarter in the U.S. But it is growing here in the U.S. You yourself have a DBA from Harvard. Why do you think it's growing in popularity?
Well, I think if you actually look at the DBA degree, it was the original degree for business professors. Before business professors started getting PhDs, they got DBAs. But it's a multidisciplinary degree that tends to span across all the functions instead of being highly specialized. What has happened is business academia has become highly specialized with its PhDs, but as a result, it's often become divorced from practice. What the DBA degree is an attempt to bring practice back into business research. And what we're trying to do with this degree is create individuals who can span the vast gap between what goes on in actual businesses and what goes on in business academic research, because that gap has become huge.
And what has the reaction been? I mean, it's a relatively recent rollout here at the university, but what kind of response are you hearing?
Well, so far, we've gotten a very positive response. We started marketing the program in mid-July, and within 2 weeks, we were up to 65 serious inquiries. We've been very, very impressed with the quality of some of the applicants that we are seeing. I can't really talk about them because
sure.
They haven't been accepted yet, but I think we're going to have a really exceptional first cohort. And this is fairly consistent with the experience of the other programs in the country. Right now, there are, including ours, there are 11 programs in the country that offer this type of AACSB-accredited DBA degree, and all of them have experienced surprisingly high interest because they're brand new in this country.
You say that you have received quite a few applications already. I'm sure you're still seeking out more for the first cohort as well as the future cohorts. How can people get in touch, find out more information?
Well, right now, I am the principal point of contact for the program, so you can email me at Grandon, G-R-A-N-D-O-N, at usf.edu if you have any questions. The best place to go probably is our website, which is easily accessible through the College of Business website. Just go into the doctoral programs and you'll see us. And I am always happy to answer people's questions, either by email, on the phone, and in the past couple of weeks, I've had about 20 informational interviews where people come in and talk with me, and I'm always eager to talk with individuals interested in the program.
Well, the deadline for applications for that first cohort is November 1st of this year. So if you're interested, get in touch with Grandon Gill. Grandon, the academic director of the new USF Doctor of Business Administration program. Again, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
It's been my pleasure.
If you want more information, including that contact information for the program, visit our webpage, wusf.org/universitybeat. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.